Pleasure, guys. How are we?
We're good. We'll get to the strange circumstances surrounding the Australian Open, but we've heard a little bit about what's happened the last 12 months and glandular fever and getting back from injury. Tell us, Thanasi, how you are right now in your preparation.
Yeah, I'm doing really good, guys. Yeah, it's obviously been a grim year, but for me at the moment, it's given me time to build up, and yeah, my body's in as good of a spot as it probably has been in a long time. So I played a couple sort of smaller professional tournaments here in Melbourne and played 8 matches in 9 days and, yeah, went well, won every match. So I know it's not sort of the end competition, but for me to come off a 14-month layoff and play 8 matches in 9 days, which I don't think I've done that since I was about 14, it's a good feeling.
How bad did it get with that layoff?
Yeah, it was pretty grim. Start of the year wasn't good. The frustrating thing was I did my full pre-season as well going into the summer, and I actually felt pretty good. And then, yeah, the last couple of days, my throat was really sore. I couldn't really breathe on court. I wasn't sure if it was to do with the bushfire smoke that was all around Australia. I just didn't feel good on court. Then I got some tests done and found out I had glandular fever. So, yeah, lost a lot of weight, had no energy, but yeah, this year's been kind of a strange one, but I've been able to get myself back together and in a good spot now.
You look at other players on the tour, Thanasi, especially from an Australian point of view, and many have chosen not to travel this year. No doubt you've spoken with a number of them. Do you feel like you've missed out in 2020, or do you feel that if there was ever to be a year to get over injuries, this was the year to do it?
Yeah, out of all the years I've missed, I don't regret missing 2020, that's for sure. Speaking to a few guys, I had the opportunity to go and play French Open qualifying and kind of get myself back on track there. But I thought with my sort of weakened immune system and everything going on in the world, it probably wasn't the smartest idea. I didn't feel like I needed to rush back for anything. I thought it'd be a real short-term thinking if I went overseas. And two, I didn't want to potentially catch it and have my body in jeopardy coming into next year. So definitely happy with the decision that I made this year to kind of hang back and train here. Also, if I got it over there, I would have had to do 2 weeks quarantine there in Europe and then 2 weeks back here. So that's a month in a hotel room, and that would have really kind of stalled my progress. So, yeah, didn't want to do that.
So, depending on who you believe at the moment in the media, we're roughly 2 months out from the start of the Australian Open. How is your body feeling at the moment and your fitness in terms of being prepared for a Grand Slam?
Yeah, it's good. I feel good. I've had no real setbacks. Obviously, playing 8 matches in 9 days the last couple of weeks from not playing any tournaments through the whole year is definitely a challenge, and you're going to feel little niggles here and there, but that's expected. The challenge for me is kind of separating the niggles to when it's actually a serious injury, but I think I don't have any of those right now, and I'm feeling good, and it's been steady progress all year for me, really, on the practice court. So, I'm going to be ready come a month, 2 months' time, whenever it will be. I'll be ready. It's good. I've still got a little bit of time to get myself in shape or in better shape. And I'm going to be used in that wisely.
This is good news. We're all touching wood and crossing fingers and toes for you as you head into the Aussie Open. So we know your rankings obviously slid because of what's happened in the last 15 months to your body and what happened with glandular. Your career high ranking of 69, I think. Will you need a wild card to play in the Aussie Open?
Yeah, I will need a wild card. Unless, obviously, they put me in qualifying and my ranking will kind of put me in there regardless. Now, I don't know what's going to happen with qualifying or not, but the last time they gave me a wild card was US Open sort of last year. I won my first round, then got injured before playing Nadal. So I didn't end up playing him, unfortunately. But I think when I have been rewarded with opportunities, I've shown my level and what I'm capable of. For me, it's just about getting my body in a good place so I can play sort of week after week, tournament after tournament. And yeah, you mentioned my career high in 2015, and I just turned 19 that year, so I came onto the scene sort of pretty young. I feel like I've missed in between. I think I'm a lot better player now than I was then. The only difference was then I was able to put even close or three quarters of a year together, and that's what it's all about. So it's just about continuity with me, and that's what I'm going to be striving for this year.
I think a lot of people forget that you were 19 and that you're only 24, so you're still very, very young. You're probably not thinking about this sort of stuff. You're just concentrating on your body, but you know, given all the uncertainty with the Aussie Open and whether people will have to quarantine in a hotel room and then come out and play like John Millman's doing in Sydney at the moment, or whether they'll be able to train in a bubble, it must be nice not knowing that you're going to have to do that and, you know, just concentrating on yourself and your body and your form.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I don't think for any international players, if they can't, if they're not able to train for 2 weeks and they expect them to play high-level tournaments straight after that, I don't think too many will sign up for that. So I think if they can come from overseas and have a training environment or a training bubble where they're still able to be active, I think a lot of people would be keen for that. But yeah, for me, you know, I just got to kind of wait and see how it plays out. I know Craig and the government, everyone's working really hard to put on this event or these few events we're going to have here. It's such a good time of the year and so good for the Melbourne public to get out. Obviously, it's going to be a little different this year. But yes, as I said, I can't really control that too much. For me, I just got to kind of get my body right and stay the course. And then when my time comes, I've got to be ready.
Tanasi, a moment ago, Sam mentioned John Millman. Is he someone whose record that you look to and you go, hold on, he really thrived in his late 20s? I think his highest ranking was around 33, which he achieved when he was 29. Does that give you the hope that, hey, I'm only 24. Yes, I've had injuries, but there's plenty of time still for some success along the way.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Johnny's a good example of that. He maybe wasn't the most talented sort of junior coming up or didn't have the results straight away. But he was able to keep chipping away, keep kicking along. And then, as you can see, he's probably in the prime of his fitness career now, sort of early 30s, late 20s, and he's playing his best tennis. So I think the thing that's been frustrating for me, but I've got to realise, is that everyone has different paths and different journeys. It's been frustrating for me to see guys who, A, I think I'm better than or was coming up with, go on and have really successful careers. So that's been frustrating to me, but also motivating knowing that, hang on, I can match it with these guys and then some. So I just got to focus on myself, get myself right, and then hopefully those opportunities will come.
Is there anyone in particular that you feel you're better than and are ready to hit the court against and just show your powers?
I'm not going to name any names, but I think I've proven when I have been healthy, some of the names I've beaten, it shows what I'm capable of. So, it's just that those guys can do that more often and more consistently. So, I've got to get my body in a space where I can do that and give myself a chance. Maybe it won't happen all straight away for me quickly, but you know that's the beauty of tennis. It's not the Olympics where you don't have every 4 years to kind of shine. You have another chance every week. So, and that's what the top guys do. They just play consistently, and you get better by just simply playing matches. You can do all the training you want, but you've got to test yourself against the best, and that's what I hope to do.
As we let you go, Tanasi, I know you spend most of your time training in Melbourne. Are you a homeowner or are you still sort of navigating your way through the rental market that is frustrating a lot of Melburnians?
I'm navigating my way through the market. I'm a split owner with my siblings of a house in Adelaide. But we are, kind of all spread out at the moment and, just trying to find the right time, right moment, right place, that sort of thing.
Well, we know where the prize money is going to go, Shane.
Oh, I was about to say $4.12 million for winning the Australian Open. That'll give you a nice head start, Tanasi.
That will. I don't know if I'll put that all in a house. But I'll tell you what, in Melbourne, that's probably not getting me too much. It's that tough here. But, that's a long way ahead. But I'm just focusing on the practice court. Hopefully the dollars and everything like that will come.
Tanasi, it's great to hear you fit and healthy. We're all looking forward to seeing you on the court whenever that is. Good luck in the Australian Open.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.